Greetings from home, dear ones. I am the Keeper of Time, and I've jumped into your timeline for just a moment to look around and see the magic that you are creating. It's very interesting because we see the larger picture of everything that's here. The Observer will share more about the larger picture and how you can start to see it as well. We are celebrating planet Earth during these days. Your hearts have opened in a huge way. While some of it has to do with rejuvenating yourselves, it's much more than that. The energy has set a new tone, and if humans can grasp that and use it, it will stay. So, dear ones, just breathe. Know that we are together as one, for we are unity. Your light is growing brighter than you imagined. For some of you, it will cause difficulties because it will call attention you may not want. The big steps. In this new line, every step that you take can be grounded in a whole new way. We are sitting here watching it, playing the game, and knowing that some of you will go through difficulties. There's no two ways about that, but it doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. Quite simply, it's that you need to step over this problem area to get to the other side. Some have contracts to be in the midst of change to carry that light. In these times, it is helpful not to focus on the small steps, but instead on the big ones. Look at the overall direction that humanity has taken in just the last year. As you start to solidify that connection, you'll find many more opportunities than you ever expected. Now's the time. We greet you all at the precipice of this new energy that you are stepping into. Know that we are right behind you, watching everything that you do. We're there to encourage you to take that step and move in that direction. But guess what? You've already won the game. You're just not familiar with how it works. Yet that we tell you, celebrate your wins, because it gives you confidence. Now, we will help you with these next steps as you walk through it. We ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another at every opportunity, and play well together as you create this next step on planet Earth. Well done. I am the Keeper of Time, Aspava. Greetings, dear ones. I am Observer. I am overjoyed to be with you this day and share with you some observations. Most importantly, to share with you how to observe. The Keeper of Time has spoken of the importance of seeing the big picture instead of focusing on the small steps. Just imagine for a moment. Everything in your reality is taking place in a beautiful meadow of green grass and wild flowers. This magical meadow is providing a base for everything that happens in your life. And on the edge of the field is a fence, which holds everything together for you. This day, I ask you to go sit on that fence. Step out of your reality for just a moment and see the larger picture of what's happening in front of you. You know, we find it fascinating to watch the actions and interactions of humans in general. Even this day is absolutely amazing. Despite all the chaos you experience in the small steps, dear ones, take a step back and simply observe. Because that's really where the magic can be seen right now. Actually, there's an entire base energy which has changed on planet Earth. What happens is that you take a step, then another, but all the while, you're really only looking at the next step. It's actually very difficult to see the larger picture when you're all wrapped up in trying to move forward by choosing the best place to put your foot. We challenge you to start today. Find one little piece to set into motion for this next year. Oh, you have human habits of making resolutions for the future. We find it fascinating. But it's not only planet Earth which does that. It's a very large aspect of every game everywhere. And that's the bigger picture that we'd like you to start tapping into. You're beginning to become aware of that because in the days ahead, dear ones, you'll have more interactions with those other beings, which some of which have already been on planet Earth. You'll start finding out about the help that is coming, especially about the children. If you sit on the fence and look at the larger picture, you'll see what you've been considering to be a problem on planet Earth is an opportunity entering very quickly. the game of spirit. You're winning the game. Yes, it's very difficult to see because those small steps are getting more difficult to make. Often, until you lean back and look at the larger picture, you'll see that the small steps don't matter as much as you thought. In truth, it's very difficult for you to gauge where you are in the world only by looking at the small steps. Now, every journey begins with that first step. And that first step is generally a small step because it breaks the inertia to begin moving in one direction. After that, it's the larger picture that we'd want you to look at. Instead of focusing so closely on the path and its trajectory of obstacles, look at the larger picture to see what's really happening with humanity. You will see beauty. So you may wonder, are there things happening on planet Earth that shouldn't be? Yes, of course. That's been happening from day one. That's how you play the game with planet Earth. You do all these things, you work back and forth. Sometimes you go to war with each other, and other times you support one another. It's amazing for us to watch. We'd like to show you that larger picture. You begin to see that all of humanity has experienced several changes, some intentional and others not. The energies are here for all of you, and that is absolutely magical. The other important piece about this, the days ahead open up incredible possibilities for the family of E. The family of E is focused on the rights of the spirit, that spirit pretending to be human. This is now coming to the surface again because it will be carrying more of your own spirit in the physical body and less of the density. Yes, that's actually beginning right now. No more secrets. Although we've told you where you're going as you evolve toward the light, it's happening now. Although it's underway, it's very difficult to see because of all those little obstacles on your path. That's especially true when you look at the small steps, which it seems to you that there are many more than ever before. At least that's what you're going to perceive. Why? Well, for the very simple reason that you're now seeing more. Wherever you believe that you're, whether you believe that your technologies are there at the base of it, or that your own evolution is, there are no more secrets. And that is happening more and more each day. Yes, each person requires their own individual space to grow. But in general, much that has been hidden is becoming visible. You're becoming inundated with all sorts of things. So much so that some of you simply have to pass by and say, I can't be involved with that right now. Dear ones, that's what happens when you take too many small steps in a row. Take a moment. Go sit on the fence. Have a seat and simply observe. When you do that, you'll not only see the challenges and negatives, but you also see the humanity's huge advancement that is happening now. Dear ones, you're closer than you imagine. It's very difficult to tell you exactly life's course in the future. You wish to bring something in your life? Simply set it up for yourself. Don't make it too large or too small. Just bring something in, then let it go. Sit on the fence and observe what happens next. You'll see the energies as they travel over here, trying this, over there with trying that. Maybe it ran into a brick wall and ended here. You'll know where the wall is next time, won't you? Observing will be very important in 2020. Humanity is taking some major turns. Some of them are absolutely as they should be, while others are being propagated by people who want humanity to turn in certain directions. It doesn't make any difference, and that's the reality of it. Look at the larger picture. Go sit on the fence for a time and just observe. I will be sitting right next to you. That is basically what I do. For that's the life that I love to lead. I love to watch every part of this, every experience that you have as an incarnate, is recorded and kept in the Akashic Records. Quite often, you use those records yourself to determine what you're going to bring into each lifetime and advance your spirit. How you're going to work with things, where your life lessons are going to lie, how you're going to do it, and what contracts you'll make. These are very unique times, dear ones. You have reserved your seat in this moment of time-space right now. Some of you are not happy with what you're sitting in, and what you're dealing with, we tell you, you have the greatest of opportunities coming right away. So be patient. Step forward and start moving in any direction and watch as the dust clears. It will all lead you into your passion. More importantly, understand you're never alone. Come sit on the fence with me. Just observe. And I'll show you, pointing out different things that you can see for yourself. It's a beautiful time to be alive. Make the most of it. Laugh, sing, and play this beautiful game of hide and seek. It's with the greatest of honor, dear one, that I greet you in this way and ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another at every opportunity and play well together. I am observer, and I like to watch. Asbabu.